I was just in Seville the other day, just for one day, and we spent the evening strolling around the center of town amid the mob of tourists, mainly domestic, but some foreign tourists there too, trying to enjoy the Christmas atmosphere. I have to admit, I was a little bit wary of that idea before going. I thought it was just going to be a nightmare, but actually, it was tolerable, and it got better as the evening went on, and as the crowds began to dissipate, so it was even nicer. And anyway, Seville is just a great city, and it rarely disappoints, and we had a wonderful time there. Anyway, we were in the Plaza de San Francisco, and my friends pointed out to me a symbol that appeared on the facade of the city hall. A symbol which had sort of an enigmatic NO and then what looked like the number 8 and then a DO. And they said that it was one of the official symbols of the city since fairly recently, I think 1995 or something like that. And they originally told me that it had to do with San Fernando. San Fernando is actually Fernando III, King of Castile during the 13th century. He was also known as Fernando the Saint, and that was because he was really canonized after he died. It wasn't just because his friends thought highly of him. And he was also the one or the king who liberated Seville from the Moors in 1248. And as a show of appreciation for their support, according to the story, he said that the city had not abandoned him, which in Spanish goes something like no me ha dejado, and gave Seville a special distinction as a city known for its loyalty. Now, to abbreviate it, this is according to the story I'm telling here, they wrote NO, no, at the beginning, then something that looked like a number 8, and then finished it with DO, DO, and they would put it around different parts of the city, and that apparently was the story behind what that meant. Now, if that doesn't follow 100% with you, don't worry, you aren't the only one, because there's more to this story. Let me explain why. First of all, the number 8 is actually a ball of yarn, which in Spanish is called madeja. Madeja in English means skein, and it's pronounced like Spain but with a K. And now I'll be honest with you, my knowledge of jargon for sewing and knitting and things like that is pretty limited, so I had never heard of that word. Maybe you have, but I hadn't. It's called a skein. In any event, so the emblem actually read as No Madeja. And if you say it fast using a bit of an Andalusian pronunciation, you'd get something like no me ha dejado or no me ha dejado, said quickly, no me ha dejado. And by that, the king apparently wanted to say that the city hadn't abandoned him, it hadn't forgotten him, it hadn't let him down. And that has been basically the running legend behind what that was all about, behind that ever-present symbol of the city for years, for decades, for centuries. Or at least that was what I was told. And I was intrigued by it all. And those of you who have heard my podcast before know that's usually when I start to do a little more research and see what I can find. Because it was an interesting story, but there's usually something more to it. And it turns out that is the case. Now, let's get some of the facts straight. To begin with, Fernando, who was one of the most important kings in the history of Castile and León, is not the king in this story. So, the version I heard, which talked about Fernando, that part wasn't true. Fernando does have a very close relationship with Seville. Because he was the king who liberated Seville from the Moors in 1248. So that much is true. However, we are actually talking about his son, Alfonso the Tenth. And as you read along, this is actually the king that everyone is referring to. He was known as Alfonso the Wise. And in his final years, for reasons that I'm not going to get into now because it's a little confusing, he refused to acknowledge his son, his own son, Sancho, as the rightful heir to the throne. So Sancho, along with most of the Castilian and Leonese nobility, or members of nobility, rightfully rose up against him in protest. However, one of the few cities to defend Alfonso to the end during these difficult times was Seville. That's also true. So he was the one who supposedly thanked the people by acknowledging that they hadn't abandoned him. He gave them that distinction, and in commemoration of those famous words, no me ha dejado, the abbreviated symbol would appear in certain buildings throughout the city. Now, while this story is colorful and attractive and even a bit amusing, when we talk about the pronunciation aspect, it was also and is also suspect. And that's not just coming from me. For many years, serious scholars doubted the popular tale. They considered to be an entertaining story, but improbable folklore. The problem was no one had been able to come up with a reasonable alternative as to how it got there, or at least come up with an explanation. But today, we are all but certain that the Alfonso story was totally made up for a number of reasons. To begin with, the symbol didn't even appear in Seville until nearly 200 years later. And also, the story about Alfonso and the symbol wasn't mentioned for the first time until about the 17th century. And then finally, in 1996, a well-known historian, Rafael Sanchez Sauz, released an exhaustive study on the subject. He did an excellent job, and he pretty much cleared up this mystery. It seems that the emblem was actually a personal logo or symbol of a well-known family known as the Villafrancas. Yeah, in fact, it was the personal logo of one of them, known as Fernando de Villafranca. And this man was in charge of a number of important projects in the city for buildings and structures, and then bridges, and even the sewer system. Villafranca carried out these commissions between 1437 and 1473, and it appears that the symbol was most likely little more than a personal touch, a personal logo, a kind of builder's signature, if you will, that he would stick on these structures so that you could identify it as his. Now, there's still some debate as to what it all meant. Some believe it was an abbreviation for the Latin term nomine domini, in the name of the Lord, and that it was shortened to nodo. Then the skein in the middle, some consider to be a nudo or a knot, K-N-O-T. So nodo, nudo, maybe in reference to our commitment to God and to our faith. But then sometimes this symbol appeared beneath a Virgin Mary known as the Virgin of the Madejas, the skeins. So maybe it had something to do with that. But there was nothing that indicated that this had to do with Alfonso X. Now, how does this appear on the City Hall building years later? Well, let me explain what happened here. One building where we saw this emblem was known as the Corral de los Olmos, and is what they called a cabildo, which was a municipal building used for sometimes ecclesiastic purposes, but also for government and administrative purposes. And that was built when this Fernando de Villafranca was there, and he had something to do with that. And then in the 16th century, they started working on the new building that would be constructed in what is today the City Hall that I had seen the other day. And the builders at that time, what they decided to do was respect some of the elements, some of the characteristics of this original building, the Corral de los Olmos. And one of them was this emblem, the logo that we're talking about, N-O Madeja Do, this no do symbol. Now, by the 17th century, when historians began to look at that symbol and think of an explanation for what it could mean, no one really knew. And no one could recall Villafranca or his relationship with the image. And therefore, popular imagination took over. The man most often credited with inventing the Alfonso the X story and his relationship to the symbol was the 17th century historian, a famous historian named Diego Ortiz de Zúñiga. He was the one, either he heard it, or so maybe it was already circulating around, or he was the one who just came up with it. Although he himself also apparently thought about that there might be some relationship with the Villafranca family. But regardless, to this day, what he basically did was start a myth, a famous story, a legend that is still the most widely circulated story around. When you go there, this is what the people talk about, even though there's really no historical proof of it. But anyway, it was so popular that it became the symbol of the city, the city's government, even though there's really no special meaning behind the symbol regarding history, Alfonso the X, or Seville's loyalty or faithfulness. But it definitely looks cool. It's a cool-looking symbol. And on a final note, let me add that there is a sort of remote relationship between this legend and the story, the real history. You see, Villafranca's ancestor, Nicolás Pérez de Villafranca, happened to be the main scribe or secretary, so to speak, for Alfonso the X in those final days before dying in Seville in 1284. And he probably would have been the one who recorded that proclamation by the king, which made Seville an officially highly loyal city, that distinction that set it apart from others. So there you have it. It's a distant relationship, but it exists, and that just adds to the fun regarding this symbol. So there you have it, the truth behind one of the most important or most popular symbols of Seville. So if you live there or are visiting there one day and you see it, you will now understand a little bit more about what it's all about. Unfortunately, it's a little bit more boring than the popular legend, but that sometimes happens. Anyway, that'll be all for today. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast by Brian Spain-Demain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain-Demain, we greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. And we love sharing it with you. You can support us by clicking on our PayPal donate button on the website. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.